The LA Times cited Justice Department records obtained by the paper that document the source of the gun used by Tamerlan Sanayev 4 nights after last year's Boston Marathon bombing to critically wound a Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority police officer in Watertown. Investigators believe it is the same gun the alleged bomber used to kill an MIT security guard. The serial numbers have been filed down, but according to the LA Times, the feds were able to recover the numbers and concluded that the 9mm Ruger had been purchased by Los Angeles native Danny's son, who was living in South Portland. Sun allegedly told investigators he had passed the gun to a Portland gang leader, known on the street as Icy, but federal authorities know him better as Biniam Sagai.
I am familiar from press reports that there was a defendant by the name of Biniam Sagai named. I cannot comment on any of the information connecting him to anything.
That's Don Clark, the public information officer for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Portland. Like the FBI agents in Maine, he could not comment on any specific details that have surfaced in the LA Times report, which says that Sagai refused to talk to police about the Ruger or anything else after his arrest. Sagai remains in jail awaiting trial on the drug charges. Clark says the case is making its way through the state's criminal justice system.
What I can tell you is that a defendant by the name of Biniam Sagai was indicted for drug trafficking conspiracy in the U.S. District Court for the District of Maine on May 22, 2013. That indictment was superseded twice, once on July 10th of 2013 and once on December 12th of 2013. But I want to stress that an indictment is merely an accusation and a defendant is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law.
According to the LA Times, authorities believe that Sanayev's ties to the illicit drug trade in Maine helped finance his six-month trip to the southern Russian republics of Chechnya and Dagestan in early 2012, where he became radicalized. They say that same drug money also helped him to buy components of the bomb that killed 3 people and injured more than 260 on April 15, 2013 in Boston. Sanayev was killed during the manhunt. Also implicated in the bombings is Sanayev's younger brother, Johar, who also faces 30 federal charges, although none involving the gun authorities say his brother used in the 2 shootings that followed the attack. The story indicates that the FBI has identified 3 gangs operating in Maine's largest city, but Portland Police Chief Michael Soschek played down the city's connection as portrayed in the LA Times story.
I do not believe that we have criminal gangs, as they've been described in the media, embedded here in our community in the traditional sense. What we do have, and I will fully acknowledge, is the presence of loosely affiliated criminal organizations that are primarily focused on the drug trade.
And to that end, Soschek says the Portland Police Department has been involved in working on regional efforts to block the flow of guns from Maine to Massachusetts. Last month, police chiefs and mayors from across New England met in Boston to coordinate efforts to curb illegal gun trafficking. In an interview with public station WBUR, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh challenged all of the state's law enforcement agencies to make halting the illegal gun trade a top priority.
In my campaign, I spoke about not drawing a line in the sand and coming to a compromise. When it comes to illegal guns and it comes to drugs, it's time to draw a line in the sands. We need to stop that.
Maine authorities have scheduled further meetings on the flow of guns among the New England states. But for now, federal authorities are declining comment on the linkage between Maine and the Boston Marathon bomber. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.